Acts chapter 7. And the high priest said, Are these things true? So he responded, Men, brethren, and fathers, hear me. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran, and said to him, Leave behind your land and your relatives, and come to the land which I will show you. That's a quote from Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. So he then left the land of the Chaldeans and lived in Haran. And from there, after his father was dead, God moved him to this land where you now live. But he gave him no inheritance in it, no, not even enough to stand on. Yet he promised that he would give it to him as a possession, and to his seed after him when he still had no child. And this is what God said, that his seed would sojourn in a foreign land, where they would enslave them and mistreat them for 400 years. And the nation which enslaves them I will judge, says God, and after all this they will come out and serve me in this place. That's a quote from Genesis chapter 15, verse 14, and Exodus chapter 3, verse 12. Then he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begot Isaac, and circumcised him the eighth day. And Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob the 12 patriarchs. And the patriarchs, being filled with envy towards Joseph, sold him into Egypt. But God was with him, and delivered him out of all his afflictions, and gave him favor and wisdom before Pharaoh king of Egypt, who then made him governor over Egypt and all his household. Now a famine came upon the entire land of Egypt and Canaan, causing great distress, for our fathers couldn't find any food. But when Jacob heard that there was grain in Egypt, he sent out our fathers the first time. And the second time Joseph made himself known to his brethren, and Joseph's family became known to Pharaoh. And Joseph sent and called his father Jacob to come there, along with all his relatives, a total of 75 souls. So Jacob went down to Egypt, where he died, he and our fathers. Later they were carried to Shechem, and laid in the tomb that Abraham bought for a sum of silver from the sons of Hamor in Shechem. And as the time for the promise to be fulfilled drew near, about which God had sworn an oath to Abraham, the people grew numerous and multiplied in Egypt, until another king rose up who didn't know Joseph. This is the one who acted treacherously with our relatives and oppressed our fathers, forcing them to throw out their babies so that they wouldn't live. It was at that time that Moses was born. He was very beautiful, and so he was nursed for 3 months in his father's house. And finally, when he was put out, Pharaoh's daughter took him and raised him as her own son. So Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was powerful in his words and deeds. But when he was almost 40 years old, the desire entered into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them being treated unjustly, he defended him and took revenge for the one who was being treated roughly, striking and killing the Egyptian. For he supposed that his brethren would understand that God would give them deliverance by his hand. But they didn't understand it. And the next day he came upon two of them fighting with each other, and he forced them to make peace, saying, Men, you are relatives. Why do you act unjustly towards one another? But the one who had been unjust with his neighbor pushed him away, saying, Who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Are you going to kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday? Now when Moses heard this, he fled and became a foreigner in the land of Midian, where he begot 2 sons. And when 40 years had passed, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the desert of Mount Sinai, as a flame of fire in a bush. And when Moses saw it, he was astonished at the sight. But as he came near to examine it, the voice of the Lord said to him, I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. And Moses became terrified and didn't dare look closely. And the Lord said to him, Take the sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their groaning, and I have come down to deliver them So now come, for I will send you to Egypt. That's a quote from Exodus chapter 2, verses 24 and 25. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge?" is the one whom God sent to be both a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel who appeared to him in the bush. This man led them out, having done wonders and signs in Egypt, in the Red Sea, and in the wilderness for 40 years. This is that Moses who said to the children of Israel, "God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your brethren." This is he who received living oracles to give us when he was in the assembly of the called out ones in the wilderness with the angel who spoke to him and to our fathers from Mount Sinai. This was he to whom our fathers would not be obedient, but pushed him away from them and turned their hearts back towards Egypt, saying to Aaron, "Make us gods that will go before us." But as for this Moses who led us out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what has become of him. That's a quote from Exodus chapter 32, verses 1 and 23. So they made an image of a calf in those days, brought a sacrifice to the idol, and were euphoric about the works of their own hands. Then God turned away from them and gave up on them so that they served the celestial army of fallen angels. This is in agreement with what was written in the book of the prophets. Was it really to me that you offered dead animals and sacrifices for 40 years in the wilderness, you house of Israel? Actually, in your hearts you carried the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your god Rephan, even the images which you made for yourselves to worship. Therefore, for my part, I will carry you away beyond Babylon. That's a quote from Amos chapter 5, verses 25 through 27. Our fathers had the tabernacle of the testimony in the wilderness, following the pattern which he who spoke to Moses prescribed, so that he would make it according to the model that he had seen. Our fathers also, in their turn, brought it into the land with Joshua when they took over the possessions of the nations which God drove out in front of our fathers until the days of David. He is the one who found favor in God's sight and asked to make a habitation for the God of Jacob. But Solomon is the one who built him a house. However, the Most High doesn't live in houses which are made with human hands. As the prophet said, "The heaven is my throne, and the earth is the footstool of my feet. What kind of house could you build for me?" says the Lord. "Or what sort of place could you construct where I could be at rest? Wasn't it my hand that made all these things?" That's a quote from Isaiah chapter 66, verses 1 and 2. "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. You act just as your fathers did. Which of the prophets didn't your fathers persecute? And they killed those who predicted beforehand the coming of the Righteous One, of whom you have now become betrayers and murderers. You are those who received the law which came through angels, yet didn't keep it." Now when they heard these things, the word cut through their hearts like a saw, and they ground their teeth with anger against him. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up intently towards the heavens and saw the glory of God, even Jesus standing in the place of supreme honor and authority of God. So he said, "Look, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing in the place of supreme honor and authority of God." But they cried out with a loud voice, plugged their ears, and rushed at him with one purpose. And having dragged him out of the city, they stoned him. And the witnesses laid their outer garments down at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen while he was calling on the Lord and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." So he kneeled down and cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, don't charge them with this sin." And when he had said this, he passed away. This is the end of Acts, chapter 7. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.acgrainofwheat.com. agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.